Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Welcome to Four-Sided Dive, Critical Role's monthly talk show featuring a roundtable discussion about the events and characters of our current campaign, alongside a heavy helping of hijinks. Four-Sided Dive airs the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/Critical Role and youtube.com/Critical Role, with the VOD available on YouTube the very next day. And of course, each episode releases right here on the Critical Role Podcast Network 1 week after the initial broadcast. Let's dive into the chaos.
So, do you want to talk to us about the sunglasses? Because you look very cool right now, and I'm very into it.
I don't feel cool, but I'm wearing them because I have light sensitivity at the moment. My eye is really fucked up. They can all attest to it.
Oh, yeah. You're turning into a werewolf.
It's real protruding.
Turning into a werewolf. I think that protruding is extremely weird. Accurate.
It's actually Marisha's abusive to the guests.
Yeah.
Oh, we told her to work on
the
that.
The hazing regimen is getting a little elevated.
I think it's really cool. It's a cool Hollywood look.
Yeah, do you say
that? I do.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Sorry, guys.
Why
don't we all bring sunglasses? Okay, but now that we've established that and there's been talking, it's time for y'all to roll.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Please, your choice.
I'm gonna roll this.
I forget,
guy.
Is it high? High?
Highest.
Highest host.
You win the right to Tavern Key.
One.
Yes. Now let me be very clear. I called my shot earlier and said I wasn't gonna be fucking hosted.
Wins it.
Let me get over here.
Okay, do
that's
an
right.
intro.
I've done this before.
We're supposed to clear.
I'm warm.
We got this, Travis.
Don't screw it up.
Huh?
Let me get ready.
Oh my God, he's holding.
Should I just go? Okay, ready. Welcome back to Four. Oh God, it just disappeared. The second I started talking,
I saw it.
Abandoned me.
It did it again.
This is you sons of bitches. Welcome back to Four-Sided Dive, folks. I'm Travis Willingham, and I'll be your tavern keeper for the evening. We're about to jump into crazy talk show shenanigans, but first, I want to give a shout-out to our extraordinary producer, Kyle Shire, who's unfortunately out sick tonight.
Aww.
Oh, Kyle, we love you. But do not fret. An out-of-touch producer who hasn't caught Critical Role in 2 months is writing this copy right now. I definitely don't know what's been going on. Wait, don't read that part out loud. Fuck. Okay. Let me see here. The moon disappeared and the magic is super weird. Robots kissed and it was awesome. We love that.
What are you doing with your hands?
I don't know. I should be steepling. This is Naruto or something. Someone is playing an ex-lover again and there's another character with a gun. These people wild mounted each other. And we had some lewdness lore drops. Who's that again? Wizard guy? I don't know. Danny! But instead of bumbling my way through this, I thought I'd share something I'm really, really passionate about. Slight pause. Catch the... Yes, the ancient art of ventriloquism. For those who don't know, Webster's Dictionary defines ventriloquism as the production of the voice in such a way...
I think you're supposed to be doing...
Not yet! The sound seems to come from the source other than the vocal organs of the speaker. Pretty cool, right?
Oh, okay.
But why tell you about it when I can show you? And just to warn you, I'm definitely really good at this. Okay, here we go.
Yes. Wow.
Let me get in the zone 1 second.
Is
it French?
Oh, man.
I am a puppet made of strings and wool.
Oh, boy.
Yet I feel alive any human would. My roots are French. My heart beats with pride.
It's a poem?
My strings pulled with care. My hands that
glide?
God.
This is
I think glide is better. With every move, a story is told of love, of laughter, of tales of old. That's why this is so long.
It's very long.
Time for student puppetry. So if you see me on a Marquesian street, stop and watch the rhythm of my beat. It's such a long thing. Yeah, for I am more than just a wolf who strives. And join us for tonight's four-sided dive.
Nice transition.
Thank you.
Nice transition. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's impressive. Do a fucking show.
Wait, yeah. How does this start? What do we do now?
Fawn. Welcome back. Let's begin the night with our open discussion segment. What the fuck is up with that? Oh, that was perfectly timed. Yeah, that was really
that's great. That's what I do for my kids.
Is it?
I beep, like, when we're watching The Legend of Vox Machina, which they really should not watch.
No, they really should.
I know what lines are coming, and so I go beep when to cover up the cursing.
But is the really sound funny. Low or
no,
high?
No, the sound's on. They can still hear it.
Do you sit right behind them where they're sitting and go like,
yeah.
You must do that a lot in certain episodes.
I want the immersive experience of you just screaming behind me.
It's 4D.
Okay. Main topics. Guest...
They what? Want you to read that.
Oh,
no. No, they don't.
It was going up and down.
There it goes.
Like, look, it was waggling.
See? Yeah, the questions are on the menu.
Okay.
Which is right here.
Oh, boy.
Main topic.
Mess.
What was it like to have the guests on and to split the party?
What was it like to have...
What was
these
it like
two,
to have the guests on and split the party?
Really, so you're just weird. Asking me this question.
Yeah, pretty much.
This
yeah.
feel like an open discussion.
And also, I feel like I can't honestly answer this with them here.
No, of true. Course you can. Go
ahead. You have to leave.
Speak your mind.
You have to go sit in the fireplace.
Speak your mind.
Go sit in the fire. Thank you, Christian.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank no. you. Christian's I love
gonna,
your shoes.
Christian's going to come back with even bigger sunglasses on. I don't know about you, Travis.
Yes.
I loved having these guests,
this
and
feels
I'm not
insincere.
Just saying that because they're here. Wasn't it a fun, cool dynamic to have some new blood at the table? I mean, I love Taliesin. I love Liam. I love the other one. I love them.
Oh, man.
They're great.
That's good.
But it's fun to mix it up sometimes, right?
I hated it. I hated every yeah. second of it. They're
good.
Still here for some reason, and I don't know how.
I mean,
we went crazy in the trees, and, you know, Christian's got sunglasses on. I don't know how to get rid of them.
He's such a Hollywood D-bag.
They were great. They were great. And it was right after we got dropped in the middle of nowhere. We didn't know where we were. We were stuck out in the middle of the wilderness. They literally saved our asses.
It's been, did we do 7 episodes or 8 together?
Seven.
It was a really great section of the campaign. It was so fun to come in every week. It was just like a really cool, fun energy.
Yeah, plus you never know like what, you know, what the character build is going to be, and you see Abria play something she's never played before. Christian comes in and rocks it. It was amazing.
She played an axe. Like, that's something
I've
that she's never
done.
I have a tie.
I'm sorry to monopolize this.
Do it.
No, you're not.
How do we know you?
Me personally?
Yeah, like, I know that you've been friends with everyone in Critical Role for a while, but, like, who met you first? How did you meet us? Who met who first? Yeah, like, did you meet Matt?
I played with Matt and Marisha in a Dimension 20 game.
Oh, okay.
We played Pliers of Leviathan together.
Okay.
That's where it was.
Yeah, that's where it all began.
And how did we meet Christian?
I slid in your DM, Sam.
He did!
Wait, what?
He slid in my DM.
Is that a thing you can do?
I did, yeah. Well, don't.
Oh, no.
Don't
now
leave his
trouble.
DMs alone.
Oh, my God. Did you post a little flick? Just a little pic?
No,
like,
I was very sincere. I think I said that I'm a fan of the show and that I love what you guys do, how much it meant to me. And I think I just asked if we could have coffee so that I can meet you and say thanks. And
we did.
Yeah.
And Marisha was there too.
Yes.
And after we had our little meetup, we were like, we gotta get this guy on the show.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah it was
so
pretty
cool.
Fun. I thought it was just gonna be Sam, and then I was surprised with Marisha, and I think I probably sounded and felt
so
like
cool.
A kid.
I don't think I ever knew that.
Yeah. So
you guys were just like, Christian's
so if you
awesome.
Want to be on Critical Role,
slide into Sam's DM.
Just DM me.
No.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Don't
are
do
your
that.
Are God. Your DMs open?
No, I don't know. I don't even check the ones that, like...
Yeah. Which DM was
yeah,
it?
Was
this was on the gram. I probably shouldn't say that.
It was on the gram.
Well.
I don't know why I read it, but I read it, and I felt like this guy was had a really good heart and really bad eyes.
I'm glad you did, so I don't want to discourage it.
Yeah.
Were you both following each other? So
no.
Didn't know who
you
he
went
was.
Into the
Do
folder
you know
with
who
people
he is now?
That you don't?
No. I'm pretty sure he's a young actor. I don't know.
He has no idea who I am.
Not a goddamn clue.
It's fine.
He's never watched a show.
It's cool.
Wild.
Christian is a mercenary, and you brought an international mercenary on the show.
We don't do background checks on
this. No,
not even a little bit.
We blindly accept people to come in.
We in the cut.
It happened.
New main topic? Should we jump to another one?
I don't know how this works.
Do we jump to another topic?
You can either, if you feel like you have finished that topic, you may jump to the next one.
No, we're not done.
Yeah.
We're not done.
We gotta throw it to
them. What was it like coming on as these guests? Tell us about how your characters were made. Aww. Did y'all talk? What was the
experience? Were you welcomed?
You.
Was it okay, or was it high pressure?
It's not like nightmare. We're ruining the cast right now. We're gonna drop you in the mix.
No, you know, I think one of the coolest, besides, it's been a dream come true to become friends with all of you and be here and play with all of you. But I got to meet Abria beforehand, before you all knew that we were all gonna be on this.
And did you guys have a session zero? Or something?
Yes, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, we did character gen at Matt.
Yeah, at Matt's place, we went up there and did that. We vibed immediately, then 100%. We had some lunch.
Oh my gosh.
And we found out we're like kindred spirits, and it's my big sister now, so that happened. But it was really cool to build a character alongside Abria, because we were able to bounce ideas off of each other and sort of dive a little deeper than I think I would have had I been on my own, right? Because she was able to poke holes and pick questions and things like that. So it was a lot of fun.
Who came up with their character first?
I think it was you.
Oh my God. Probably.
I live in a like little wait and see. Like I'd had a couple ideas I was kicking around. The really nice thing is, as someone who occasionally GMs in Exandria, there's like little like ideas about intersections of like abilities and like lore in the world that like I've wanted to explore. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll use this for an NPC in the future. So I had a couple ideas kicking around. And then when you started like firming up Frida, I was like, oh, I know exactly what I want to do, which is play someone like utterly devoted to like the relationship between these two characters that like is just very much a caretaker, especially when you started talking about like sort of the background of Frida and having that that like guardianship. And I was like, oh, we're gonna have like a fun sort of like strangely parental dynamic.
Yeah.
That felt like it was gonna be really cute. And we didn't know which of you guys we would be with.
Yeah.
So trying to, like, I think the fun thing about building it was kind of going, like, what's something in our backstory or in our builds that can, like, connect to every one of Bell's Hells? Because you don't know who you're going to get when the split went down. Which is fun. Until I made a very specific choice, and Matt went, well, we're going to have to give you Travis. And I went, do it.
You came from my neck. Right out the gate.
Yes, I did.
She had that energy from day one, Travis.
Damn.
Never coming. Not had that energy.
And did you know you were going to be an Aormaton from the start, or were you going for...
Yeah, I had... I knew I wanted to play an Aormaton. I really wanted to give Sam a gift or two.
Yeah.
Because he gave me the gift of meeting all of you.
Aww.
And incredible. So I knew I wanted to be an Aormaton.
Sam's DM.
But I didn't know where it was going to go. I knew the color palette before anything.
Oh, really?
Hell yes.
Color first?
Yeah. So and then everything else sort of fell into place. And I think it really revolved around the... we had lunch in Long Beach, and we were talking about...
Oh, that was so fun.
We were talking about gods in the world and religion in the world, and we started asking each other questions, and then everything sort of started to fall into place about it.
So cool.
It's a lot of fun.
How did you come up with the build? I'm just going to go up. How the build for Frida was a multi, right? Yeah. Like, it was so good.
Well, I knew I was going to do Gunslinger because I had to... Because of the arm. That was something that piqued my interest. Yeah, with Matt early on. But I knew that having spent time alone in Uthodorn before I met... Deanna, that I would have to have picked up some roguish skills, so I knew I was going to take a level of rogue. And then when I found out she was going all in on cleric, having spent now 2 years with her in Uthodorn, it made sense that I would sort of adopt some of that religion.
So you were a gunslinger, cleric, rogue?
Yeah, one level of rogue, one
Love
level
it.
Of rogue.
Yeah, it's pretty stacked.
It has its pluses, but I've also learned that, you know, multi-classing is tricky. So
yeah,
I'm learning. Yeah.
You're the most healing cleric we've ever,
for real.
ever had part of the show.
I was like, I'm going to come in.
Pike, Jester.
I feel like Crit Roll Stats should
Caduces.
Do an add up and find out that you have actually healed more than every other cleric on the show.
Yes.
I kind of figured fans would expect me to come in and be kind of a butthole because of Laren. So I was like, what if I'm just the nicest cleric? And truly, I had like two offensive spells and everything else was just a ton of healing.
And you were squishy.
So squishy. That was fun.
Tiny little feet.
So
tiny little
great.
Feet. And playing with encumbrance rules because it was funny to only have 15 feet of movement.
Why the Dawn Father?
Encumbrance rules.
Ooh, because I think out of the prime deities, he's the most like hard line. Mm-hmm. Like when you think of like that sort of Old Testament, like God, someone that you guys have been playing so much in this space and everything, as everything was coming out with Predathos and like what you as a group wanted to do about aligning yourselves with deities, it felt really good to have just someone there with kind of a weird stance on religion. Like she is fully a cleric and deeply invested in that relationship, but it's the vibe isn't quite there. Like I love the way FCG's relationship with the Changebringer is very much of like a supplicant, but I wanted someone that felt a little under the thumb of a deity, mm-hmm. Just to explore and have another facet of what that relationship is like.
A perpetual IOU.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Travis, you're doing a great job so far.
You're doing so good.
Oh, thanks. I was going to ask why Abrea decided to come for me like she did.
Because that's funny as shit.
We know the answer to that. Yeah.
I had no idea what was going on. You can watch my panic build as I'm like, at least Matt and Abrea know what's going on, until you even pointed at your name at one point. And I was like, what? I don't know.
Was that a name you had said before?
Matt said it as one of the visions that Chetney had when Ruidus was flashing.
Oh.
So it was like one of my past loves that was his creation, not from my original story. So I kind of tracked it, but
Deanna and Friedel.
Deanna, and it was literally
Friedel.
It was Deanna and her laughter, and that's all I had. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll be this fun ex from a relationship. And then found out like the day before we filmed, you sent more backstory to Matt that was like, it was a fling. And I was like, damn, I got downgraded before I walked in.
I had to go hard. When we landed in Uthodurn, I was like, all right, I got to chart where Chetney started out, exactly how old he is, where he, I mean, he moved across some land, clearly.
Wow.
Yeah, so it became a thing.
I thought that was so exciting, though, that we were going to go to Uthodurn. When I found out that was where we were from and all that was piled in, I was like, this is so cool. We get to see more of Chet. Because at that point, I think your character was sort of the most mysterious to me as a viewer, right? I didn't know that much about Chetney, but I really wanted
lore.
To.
Mysterious is a very kind word. I would say underdeveloped. Yeah, 100%. I mean, I've said before, I made a character for Campaign 3 that I was like, it's kind of cool. Feels a little boring. I want to play that little bastard that stabbed Santa.
I loved everything that we've done, and I loved the whole, what was his name? Not Santa. Utgard?
Utgard.
I loved how it ended up, but I got to say, I really wanted to see you kill Santa Claus.
I did too.
I just wanted you to behave.
He was
Santa
being
Claus.
So nice.
If
he
came,
if he started,
done it anyway.
If he started John, it was over.
Of
but
course.
It was Mercer, and he was like, "I made some mistakes.
I killed an innocent goat. You can kill whatever you want."
Who did you threaten?
Nothing
did
matters.
You threaten someone? You
Drixlich.
Said you have three Drixlich.
That's
yes.
Right.
The bastard, the
elf,
the guy that came in and took him off of his woodworking ways.
Yeah.
And
but, you know,
child labor.
Him.
He's enforcing child labor.
He was real bad. Yeah. He was real bad.
Not a good person.
Mercer makes it hard. So goats, not a problem.
Yeah.
even some NPCs, he makes it real tough because they apologize like genuinely.
Yeah.
And I play video games a certain way. Like I'm a dark video game person. I mess
are
with
you?
Them. Oh yeah.
Oh,
well, I want to see what the people that have built the game are prepared for when I come in there and just ruin things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Amazing.
So I try to do the same with Mercer, but there's so much heart in there when
really
he does it. You're
he
like,
knows
I
us
feel
too well.
Bad.
That laugh, that, I mean, it just melted me. Oldgar's laugh. I was like, oh,
cowards.
We can't win. Yeah,
Matt, within three syllables, he has us.
Yeah.
If he just goes, well,
that's it.
All right, well, I love this guy. Yeah. Doesn't really matter what comes next.
So true.
Yeah, we saw, so we, We came back to a world that had the gods on mute. Mm-hmm. And then we got interactions by the time it was over with.
Yeah.
You got FaceTime.
Yeah, you got a lot of cool changebreaker time.
I'm sure we'll get to that.
Oh, I've just stopped regarding the menu. It's not even on there. Great. Bam!
You have tankard questions.
Oh, sorry. Well, I don't know.
No, not now. She's saying later that happens.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry, I was just going off.
Do better. Yes,
we did a lot of cool god stuff. Probably more god advancement in the last 7 episodes than we've had in the entire campaign and the prior campaign as well.
And the stuff with the Chainbringer.
So cool.
It was some of the coolest stuff.
I can't wait to get into it more.
I could go without the hair stuff. It's a little ring girl for me.
I kind of like it for that, though. She's like, the imagery she really is gorgeous. Cool.
And then that
terrifying
thing is, it's so cool. And terrifying.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I picture, like, it's not like that sort of greasy ring hair. It's like beautiful, well conditioned hair.
I'm glad you go to a nice blowout.
Yeah. She's fresh from the dry bar.
Yeah.
What's a dry bar? Just kidding. I'm kidding. Well, I actually know what that is. Okay.
What is it?
I'm proud of it.
It's a bar of sand.
Cool.
Things that are dry.
Hellish.
Barks of wood.
I'm excited to see where we go.
Here's the other stuff. Ludinus lore drop. The Cerberus snake has been behind it from the start.
So good.
We discovered that in this arc also? I mean, we sort of knew that before.
Well, I think just before we were split, we picked up that he mentioned 1,000 years. He's obviously been doing this through all 3 campaigns, but knowing that he was in Malaysmere and maybe what he's done and that his study was there now and how far it goes back and what the hell does the leather armor with the funnel do?
Don't know.
Ooh, terrifying. Yeah. I'm sad Fern didn't. She still has it though.
I think it's not just putting it on.
There's something else.
Yeah.
You gotta like do something to suck a soul into it. It's not just putting it on, right?
This is my only wish in the future is that Fern puts it on and
she's 100% gonna put it on.
Does whatever it's in her heart to do.
Yeah. but so he 500 years ago-ish caused the corruption of the Savalier Woods?
Like 350 or 400-ish, yeah.
So it's related to what he did. He was trying to do this Predathos thing back then, we think.
He's been working on this for a long time. Yeah. God, it was really fun playing a character where I was like, I don't know, anything is happening. Except Abria does.
Oh, no!
Okay, you know stuff. No, I've just been watching. I'm a critter.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm in the show and I don't know what's going on.
That's not surprising.
I thought you were saying
that you, DM brain, knew more.
I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay, fine.
Say it. This is the play.
Yeah,
I know a little bit.
What do you know?
I'm not going to tell you.
Do you know more than us? Or more than we should know,
you know more
from
than
listening?
I know more than you because you don't know very much about how this show works or what's going on.
It seems like he's tried to bring the gods under heel before. He did it in Leosmere. It either went wrong or right. It's hard to know. It fucked up the land. And then he left and he joined the Cerberus Assembly when it was first being formed.
Yep. He made the Cerberus Assembly. He was one of the founders.
Yeah, helped found
but
it.
He's so constantly he's reaching back towards the Age of Arcanum and trying to rebuild those, like,
Mageocracies.
Yeah, the, like, Creator Hammer and some of the shit that Laren was working on.
Whatever that contraption was that was in my memory.
Yeah.
He's probably trying
to get that's right, you were there. The Malleus Factor.
For one of them, for something, cool. For that Malleus Factor.
I actually had that word in my notes, thank God.
Yeah, you did. but whatever he did, tried 300 years ago, it corrupted the woods, and it turned a bunch of animals into altered beasts.
Ooh, the Annihilation vibes were fucking immaculate.
Yes, the Annihilation.
Golly.
Natalie Portman was in there somewhere running around.
Just her and Tessa Thompson with, like, machine
Those
guns.
Creatures were wicked.
Oh, yeah, it feels like Matt made, like, a list of animals, and then he made a list of, like, numbers and then a list of body parts, and he just was like, "Okay, a wolf
hand.
With 4 heads.
Exactly.
Like a mad lib.
Eagle with 17 feet. All right, sure, why not?
Yeah, that damn deer had 10 legs, no eyes, like 2 baby arms dragging.
No, they were
it.
Big arms.
I'm pretty sure they were baby arms.
Okay,
and they were big arms.
Big arms. They're big blacksmith arms.
I'm so happy we didn't. Have to come up against that thing. That was terrifying just to hear.
Bro, I was worried about the Wolf King. I was like, that's too many fucking heads, actually.
There's something fateful about the Wolf King and Chet, though. Like, I 100%. Think you need to.
I think he wanted us to
talk about it. Not every dog reference is about Chet.
Oh, well.
We don't have to. It doesn't have to all be
respect
about
the alpha. Respect the elf.
Recognize.
You mean the
recognize.
Oh, you mean the Rex and Trim Toy Authority?
Yeah.
What a beautiful moment. Ah, so good.
It makes sense. It makes sense. You were never that cool.
Listen, I'm a founding member, just like Luda. Luda!
Luda!
Wow.
You're founding member and you got kicked out?
I left because my clientele was up to some shady biz, and I may or may not have had a falling out.
So it was a conscious uncoupling.
You had that tattoo?
Tattoo.
Right? Yeah. Before you became a wolf?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
We should have known that.
Yeah. Well, you thought it was just recognize the elf?
Yeah. Seems. You bastard. Why would you come up with a three-letter moniker that was actually standing for something else?
For the same. For the same
Wait,
reason
so did
that
you
he
know?
Would make.
I Matt and I bandied about some ideas.
Oh, that's cute.
Ooh. That was a cool moment.
We haven't figured out, like, who you order 66th, though, right? We don't know what part of the world or what family or...
I'm very grateful to this arc because I feel like I've been asking so many questions this whole campaign. I want dreams. I want gods. I want answers. Open me up and look. And it's just so the information is very thin, but I feel like these last seven episodes, my character has gotten such gifts and boons that he doesn't really care that much about the past anymore because he's got like this bright future. He's got Aww. A connection with his god. He's got a connection with his wife, and he's like he's
I'm so sorry. Did I miss something?
He's on a path. now where like it doesn't really matter if he gets all the questions answered. But yeah, I don't know what fresh cut grass was designed to kill or who he was designed to kill or if he was successful. I kind of hope he was though.
I think you probably were, your crazy red eyes. By the way, so your death that happened 200 years ago, did we get all of that out?
No.
Is the time for that now? Do we save it?
What do you mean?
I want to know.
Oh, like,
I want to know
how she was killed.
Gertie answered all my other tankard questions, so go for it.
Great.
She's mad, and I like that. No, there was like a whole. Again, it was that idea of like depending on what the mix of the table was, leaning more into like the dying and coming back. That was like very built in for like Laudna and Ashton and Orym especially, because the sort of secret. Was Deanna, because I know a lot of fans had like questions about like if Deanna wanted to come back or she was compelled to, but Deanna spent the majority of her husband's life like waiting at the edge of the veil for him and sending him back whenever he like dropped to zero HP. So it was a lot like Will when Orym died, who was like there and was like, it's not your time yet, go back. So there was a little bit of a little poke at what I think is the beginning of like Orym and Dorian's relationship and what that means for the person that was left behind that died. Because in a world where you're like, I don't stop existing when I'm dead, I'm still watching and kind of playing with like the awkwardness of like, you're moving on and I'm here and waiting and I'm dead so I don't change. And playing with all of those like weird, like unresolved feelings before moving on was like part of Deanna's backstory.
But now the husband is dead, right?
He's like a billion. He's not really dead. He's just like old and decrepit and hanging out.
So he's out there somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
So we could go find him?
You can go find him. Kill his ass.
Yeah.
Kill him.
He's like a billion?
Huh?
He's super
he's
old?
Just old?
Yeah, he's like right around Chetney's age.
Okay.
So he's like retired from adventuring.
what sort of
Oh, there can only be one. We got to wrap this up. We got to...
Take him out.
There's going to be a Highlander moment here in a second.
Is he a gnome?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dustel.
Dustel
Lemert.
It's going down.
Got to carve that into my forearm. Fine? Oh, we'll seek him out.
Please Dustel. Kill him. Thank you. Also, shout out, I don't know if we're going to cut this out later, shout out to the D&D movie for literally doing a like dead wife backstory. And I watched it and went, oh, they even made her black. How convenient.
Hey!
Yeah, the trope exists.
Nice.
So that was very fun.
Nice.
We also have Travels in the Savalierwood and Malleus Mirror.
We talked about that already a little bit, but...
What has it been like exploring these corrupted, haunted areas of Exandria?
Yeah.
It was good.
Well, I thought it was crazy because we came through here once before for Caduceus.
Yeah.
It was in the Blooming Grove, but we didn't go anywhere near the middle or north part of the forest. Malleus Mirror's been on the map the whole time. It even says the ruins of Malleus Mirror, but none of us, being good video game players, are like, ruins?
What does that mean?
We should go there.
Yeah. Where's
it's
Caduceus
real dangerous.
In relation to in the north?
So he's in south?
Yeah, it's like halfway between the middle of the Savalierwood and the Dunrock Mountains, I think it is, at the bottom.
This guy just studies right? Lucine and maps all the time.
Lucine and the Tomb Takers went to the ruins of Malleus Mirror.
It makes me very happy.
Lucine and the Tomb Takers went to the ruins of Malleus Mirror?
Mm-hmm. In a previous... that's how... Marisha / Bo put the pieces together.
Oh, that's right.
They went there to get something?
Uh-huh. They were hired by Vestaragna.
During campaign 2?
No, before campaign 2.
Before. Oh, okay.
This conspiracy goes three campaigns deep.
I learned a lot on this show.
Every bit of information is against your will.
Like every week.
Yeah.
Just do a debrief. The stuff you've done for the last 8 years. Here's what happened.
But just like, wouldn't it be cool if like in the Avengers, every once in a while, Tony Stark was like, wait, who's the bad guy again?
I like that in this analogy,
you're Tony Stark.
Tony Stark, of course I'm Tony Stark. I'm a rich asshole.
Okay.
Incredible.
Well, the Black Panther
was good. We had Miasma. We had talking fish. They were fish, right?
Yeah.
Everything was a little wrong because I even remembered going back and watching that the fish that Fern talks to doesn't have eyes.
That's
and
right.
And it had a second mouth.
Oh yeah, it had a little alien.
Did we touch a tree too, or no? We just saw the trees were alive.
Yeah, the trees were people.
Yeah.
That's terrifying too, the faces in the trees and the hands coming out. The thing that came out of the carcass, which was scarier than the thing we fought.
Oh, the second monster.
That was terrifying too.
Yeah.
It looked like one of the clickers, right? One of those
things.
Shout out to Imogen. All of her telekinesis.
What a badass.
Shoving it back up into the pizza oven.
Well, when we went down there, she threw the rock, the boulder at the giants.
Oh my God.
She's a one-man wrecking crew.
Fuck yeah.
She's not falling down backwards down a stairwell. With her dress falling over her head. Yeet. Just out.
I love all those moment.
X-Men vibes you got going. It's just so cool.
Oh, there's something coming in.
Oh, look, we're playing Kleenex hockey.
It's so subtle.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that.
Tissues on... On order.
We're all very emotional about this.
Oh, don't cry.
Don't.
It's because Sam still doesn't know who I am.
And now we have this kick-ass magic staff that's going to allow us teleportation that may or may not work.
And Imogen took it, but I really think Fern should have it.
Yeah, she didn't want it.
Just because I briefly looked at it and it looked like it has four or five different spells it can do, but like three of them Imogen can already do.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like, plus Fern being in charge of teleportation would be so funny.
You always make every druid is the designated driver of their party. Yeah. So yeah, you got it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe they can share. Maybe they can have joint custody.
That was very cool.
Did we find anything else of interest there? Oh, I got something. Wait, I get something?
You got an armor upgrade when we were in.
Yeah, but there's something
okay,
else.
Didn't,
oh wait, no, I got my coin.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Your coin's really good. What does your coin do?
My coin, I didn't show it on stream. I guess we'll see when, I don't want to spoil it for the audience, but I'll just say it.
Bleep all
this
out.
No, like once a day it can do something cool. Like the Changebringer can answer a question once a day with it. Or I can like throw it at someone and it can hit them and sort of like distract them and give them disadvantage.
Oh.
So it's a coin?
Uh-huh. which I guess a normal silver dollar could also do.
Yes, my child, this coin is very special.
And then it does something that you know I'm going to use it for. It's like one like luck point. Oh. So you know.
Oh, no.
That's your favorite thing.
I'm going to be using that.
Yeah, Sam Riegel, luck aficionado.
It must be so rewarding to actually be able to ask a question and communicate now.
It's so cool. Yeah. I mean, before I was just flipping a coin and I was going with whatever it said, but now I get an actual answer, which is much better.
That's very fun.
Yeah.
It's encouraging that they are giving FaceTime and that they are present, urgently present.
Yeah. But those last two interactions, the Dawn Father and my interaction with the Changebringer, those were demands.
Yeah.
Those were not like, please help when you can. It was like, if you don't help me, I will kill you.
I thought I was dying the moment Matt was like, Deanna's getting sleepy. I'm like, oh, I guess that's my fucking time, y'all. Bye.
No.
I just die quietly.
Same,
like,
same. I was worried. And the one that they're after, it seems like they're after, is the Matron of Ravens, right? With Revivify still being out. We haven't had anybody.
That's very interesting.
Be able to commune
well,
with her.
We came fucking close to finding out what was going to happen.
Yo. Single
when
ditch.
Went down.
Yeah, that's right.
That was
and
scary.
And two death saves.
Yeah.
And then Imogen was in the single digits, too.
Yeah. That was the one thing I did talk about with Matt before. He's like, yeah, we're going to start playing and, like, pulling back some of the, like, resurrection rules, which is why I was a pure life cleric, because I wanted that to come up in the game and be like, oh cool, NPC died. I'm great at this. I'm sorry.
That's what I
what?
Do.
Hi, I'm built to do one thing, and that's off the table. Uh-huh. Anyway, I'm more useless.
Oh, God, that's true. Oh, and our goats.
Our goats. I only remember Jerry now, but there was others.
Jerry kind of stole the show.
Yeah.
Jerry separated himself from the pack. He...
really, it was Donny Boy who stole the show.
And his
Donny Boy was
the
incredible.
Chonkers.
Yeah.
Donny Boy was good. We had Fabio.
That's right. Lusk. And Patchwork?
That's my boy.
And who was yours?
I wonder where they are.
They're dead.
We sent them back.
Yeah, they're not surviving that. I know they're like,
that forest was incredibly bad.
Yeah, we went by two giants.
But they were like, we'll be fine. We'll be okay.
Yeah, they were wrong.
They're giant food. You're right. They're giant food.
They're done. They're just.
100%.
They're like juggling. Just floppy corpses now. Or they fell in the river or anything else.
Should we have killed them all, Abria? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
we should have saved them the journey back.
Not Donny Boy. Donny Boy is different.
Not Donny Boy. Okay.
They're so stressed out.
They'll come back and maybe I'll be Donny Boy in campaign 4.
Oh, my God.
The sons of the goats you did not turn into stew.
You did not turn into stew.
Look, Deanna heard she could share a goat with Chetney and she did what she needed to do.
That's right. We tried to make a raft to put goats on it. And we spent an unreasonable amount of time.
I know, so much time.
I feel like it was you, Abria, who were confident in saying the raft is 10 foot by 10 foot.
That's yes. Right. Look,
that is so tiny.
That's very small.
My rug at home is bigger than that.
Yeah.
That's because you're a millionaire.
Well, that's true.
That you're a fancy lad.
That's right. That's right.
But Deanna is 3 feet tall. She built a massive raft.
We were fine.
Yeah.
I had no concept of how big those goats were until Matt mentioned it.
And then stupid we all were. We're like,
it makes sense though, right?
Mountain goats. Yeah. Huge mountain goats.
You're riding them. They're the size of a horse.
Yeah, exactly.
We are small. Yep. We could have been on normal fuck off goats.
100%.
I don't think the small ones were responsible for that information. That's a tall kid problem.
That's all you. True.
Travis, what are we supposed to do next?
No.
I feel like we're supposed to talk about that big red winged thing with the streamers that had the eyeball in its chest that we did not pull down or fight or take a look at.
Wait, that was the guy who was flopping around with the leathery wing?
The pterodactyl guy?
I feel bad we didn't get a close. Yeah, with the scary
Did Matt say he made a mini for that? Or
I don't think he had one for that one. I think he that just assumed
scary.
We would try to avoid it at
Frieda.
All costs.
That was
I was deeply
you
convinced.
I was going to kill Frieda, the thing, the pterodactyl thing?
I was absolutely convinced. You were like, go, I'll wait in the tower. And I'm like, well,
yeah,
that's
man,
where
you
Christian
had,
leaves.
You look like you were about to do it for the squad.
I think people who watch the show feel like I play recklessly, but he's a chonky boy. Frieda was made with a lot of HP, and so I feel like there's a certain amount of like, my job is to take, especially traveling with Deanna, my job is to take some of that damage. Make sure she's
so
out of the line of fire.
Thanks,
right? So I'm never really, or I haven't thus far been really worried about going down. And I also have some spells that sort of, or some feats that bring me health immediately too.
And you've been cast Death Ward most of the time.
Yes.
Most
of
the time.
Everyone here got a Death Ward from Deanna at some point.
Hey.
How awesome was it that the one time you didn't cast it on me, he almost killed me.
Fucking stressful.
That was pretty great.
That was
awesome.
So perfect.
That
I was like,
awesome.
I wonder how this is gonna immediately badly.
Can we offer compliments to Christian also on going after the werewolf
in
the
cool.
first session?
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, this moon is changing. Chetney, that's only happened one other time before. I'll get away from the guests and not put them in danger. And then you went after him.
And you might be a werebot.
It was the most fun thing to
Hell
do.
Yes.
We were talking about this earlier. Yeah. Right? There's ways to play this. Everybody plays the game differently. And you can optimize and play it that way. I think it's fun to be aware of that shit, but I want to make the most fun choice for everyone else at the table. And I thought it would be really cool to interact with you. I didn't know we were going to end up fighting, but you said it. High fantasy.
100%.
Robot werewolf fight? Fucking awesome.
Hey, Travis, why you roll so fucking high in PvP?
Listen.
It's kind of hilarious.
I got one job, all right? And also, when you're made out of metal, I'm going to bite you. See what happens.
All of that happening, though. The oil, the smell of the oil and all of that. It's just such, it's a wonderful scene to watch unfold, right? Yeah. I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
It was dope.
That was so dope.
We have a Tower of Inquiry time. It is time to pull.
What a terrible transition.
The thing I just said. I saw it come up on the teleprompter, so I listen, ADD goes
so
to the thing
smooth.
That moves. It's time to pull from the Tower of Inquiry. As some would say, it's been a while. So to remind you fine folks of how this works, one of us pulls a numbered block from the tower, reads the number out loud, and Danny tells us the corresponding question and who asked it.
Incredible.
You can actually do this.
No, I'm just mouthing along with
okay.
you.
And if the Tower of Inquiry fails, consequences
will...
I think it's fails. Consequences will follow the one who ruins it. Cold, conniving, and cruel consequences.
Ooh, that's alliteration.
And so with that in mind, Abria, why don't you pull
I'm
a block?
I'm the favorite.
Yeah.
Come on, Abria.
Go get it with
Here
those
we go.
Pink
Let's
kicks.
Go. Let's
I can't
go.
Reach that high, Travis.
Thank you for acknowledging my very cool shoes.
She's going safe.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's early unsafe. Days. Oh,
that
obviously.
Was too easy.
22.
Even that would make me
22.
Nervous.
22.
What happens if it falls? If it all falls?
I think you have to go over there and see that box marked consequences.
Oh.
Oh, and then, yeah, you take
I've never moment. Met a consequence. Can I go sit down?
Yes.
Okay.
Never
I
met
will,
a consequence.
I didn't
like.
A question.
Yay.
What is your favorite encounter so far in Campaign 3 and why? And this is from Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, nice.
A-Rod.
Oh, yeah, A-Rod.
Damn it, no, A-Rod.
Wow, fan of the show. Did not know.
He's
going
to
slide in your DMs in a day or two.
Want to get coffee? Favorite encounter so far? I can only remember the last two episodes.
Well, it's hard to beat the big lewdness
so
showdown.
One.
Yeah.
That's tough to beat.
I mean, the one... I am going to say the one where Lana died. That was fun.
Yeah.
Just because it was so epic and so scary and everyone was down and there was a real decision and a real, like, unknown about, like, which one of these people can we revivify and which can't we?
Yeah.
It was so tense for us and it came out of nowhere. It was one of those classic Matt Mercer, like, you're lulled into a sense of calm and then whoa-pow!
Love it. Odahan is very cool.
Yeah.
And Imogen turned into a nuclear bomb.
That's mm-hmm. fun.
So cool.
And Odahan was nasty.
Bro.
Nasty. We still gotta take care of that stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I think I sent Matt a text like, can I be Odahan? He was like, what? No.
Yo.
Don't ask that.
As a player character with us?
Yeah. She's going to come in and wipe the tables.
Just come in.
Just, that would be bad. Thank you, Alex Rodriguez. And if you have a...
Did you answer?
Go Yankees.
Oh.
Go Mets.
Yeah.
My favorite encounter. it was the heist moment that you guys ran earlier on in the campaign where you were racing against that other group.
Oh, that goofy fucking heist.
Oh, the
break into the museum or
yes,
whatever?
Yes, the museum. That was one of where Ashton got the bust mask. That he still has.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was one of the coolest things I've seen you guys do this season. Yeah, I thought that was fun.
Did you answer? Do you want to answer?
Yeah, no, I agreed with
agree.
The fight. Yeah.
That's not an answer. Awesome. I agree. Ditto.
Plus one.
No, that's fine. You can do whatever you want. There's no rule.
Thanks, A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez. If you have an evergreen question for our Tower of Inquiry, you can enter it at critroll.com/ tower. There's an exclamation point, but I don't think that's part of it.
Would you like to have someone go back to the tower for another one, or would you like to go to Block B?
No, I would like to send Christian to the Tower of Victory.
Oh, wow.
Team Pink Sneaks.
Pink Sneaks.
This is the last of the pink people.
Yeah, are you finally out of pink clothing? I'm so out of
pink fucking clothes. I have time to go shopping, so yes, but no.
Here we go.
It's a great answer.
Okay, this feels judgmental.
It is.
Oh, that was a big wobble. Don't let me get in your head. You got this. I'm not even gonna look. I'm so confident.
One hand.
Is that the rule?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. You're supposed to only use one hand when you play.
At a time or the same hand? You can't switch hands?
Like, no, I think it's
like
supposed to just
pick
be
a Jenga hand once
you
in your life.
You pick a Jenga hand.
Once in your life. 42.
Nice, Christian. Yeah. 42.
42. Well, the answer.
Jackie Robinson.
Then I put it back on top, right?
Yeah.
This is an interesting one, especially later on in the game. How is your character handling the dynamics and potential risks of being a part of a larger group after operating in much cozier duo/trio situations?
Ooh.
From at the Van Man Ran on Twitter.
The Van Man Ran.
The Van Man Ran.
Hell yeah.
How's your character feel about being in a more of a group dynamic?
Yeah.
Yes, because almost all of you guys came together in like
fun little pairs.
Yeah, we're part of a pair or a trio, except for Jackie.
Yeah, didn't the groups all get divided across their, like, everyone's pair got split up?
Imogen and Radna.
That was very fun, yeah.
Chet and his wood.
That's right. But he found new wood.
Mm-hmm.
There's always wood.
There's always wood.
This feels so dirty.
I love working with wood.
So does
Oh, God.
Dang!
What? The Van Man Ran, to answer your question.
Say it real fast.
The Van Man Ran? The Van Man Ran?
Are you spelling toast right now? Are you okay?
The Van Man Ran. Oh,
whoa. Where did he run?
I mean, my character started with a group before the campaign started. The group died.
Because
of me.
Uh-huh. Not because of you, because you...
killed them.
Yes, thank you.
I always forget that. It's horrifying.
A relationship is looking so good.
Oh my God.
Just don't
all
leave
of those red flags and you're wearing little rose-colored glasses and you're like, sure, exactly.
So with another group, it's a lot of pressure. Don't want to make those same mistakes. Luckily, I've managed to barely avoid going berserk lately.
Didn't you get really close?
Oh, wow.
I really thought about going up and just smacking him one more time.
Literally, if
that would have been so
if
fun.
One more thing had happened, that was it. I would have been on the hunt.
That would have been so fun.
I know. I was desperate for us to get when we were trying to scuttle over that wall and get away. I was like, maybe we'll fail this, and I'll just fucking go kill the.
How do you get it to go away? Is it a certain time period until you hit enough?
You can so every full night's rest, every long rest, I can roll a d4 to reduce my stress points by a certain number. However. And this is a rule I've made for myself. This is not rules as written. When we go on long traveling spells, like we did like through the Savalier Wood, it took like 4 or 5 days to get there, right?
Yeah.
I don't roll during those. Because that's I feel like that's a cheat.
You gotta keep
that's
it up.
That's a cheat. Like, if, I get 5 days off, I'm back to zero again.
For sure.
That's bullshit.
You can't fully rest.
So I don't roll. I only do it on like active.
Self-imposed rules are the
Yeah,
best.
You both are playing with like little extra economies of like,
my
maybe
anxiety,
I die today.
Every time you roll those dice,
you're gonna
my
die.
Anxiety.
You're gonna die.
I'm so
I don't
angry.
Think so.
Do you know that these campaigns that we
chance.
Play last more than 100 episodes? Like, it is statistically likely that you will roll and die.
That no, I don't
so
think so.
Funny.
Chetney has lived a long, full life and has beat the odds at every turn.
What do you have to roll?
100.
Have you ever
that's
been impossible.
I thought it was gonna be a 60.
No, you can roll I'm one. Sad. There's a one chance. If you roll trip zeros, like a zero and a zero, zero.
Yeah.
You can't roll, wait.
Because you can't roll a zero, but that's the representation of 100.
Okay, so it's according a zero, zero, and a zero.
Yeah.
That's 100.
Yes. Trip zeros.
And you're dead.
Yes. Yeah.
You ever come really close?
I did a 96 one time.
Ooh,
that's
Ooh.
So funny.
That doesn't feel very close. There's like four more numbers between them.
Live dangerously, my friend.
Maybe we answered the Van Man Ran's question.
I'm sure we did. Thank you, the Van Man Ran on Twitter.
What was the question?
I don't know anymore.
How did y'all like, how
Breaking
was it
up
being
out of
in a group
duos.
Instead of in a duo?
Oh, that's right.
Deanna's a team player. She enjoyed it.
The group is, yeah, the group dynamic's the best.
It yeah, 100%.
Because then you can also hide better.
And there's so much to play off of and play with and all of that.
I like
that.
Yeah.
Again, if you have an evergreen question for our tower,
you, remember,
you can enter the critroll.com/tower. Block B.
Ooh, brah, brah.
And with that, let's dive into the deep dive.
Ooh, the voice.
Danny, would you kindly bring over the lovely tourniquets? Tankards.
Tourniquets?
Well, I'm not bringing you a tourniquet unless you need one.
That would make
you
this
could always
show
do a tourniquet.
Much different.
Carry a TQ yeah. in your car, folks.
I got a belt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Oh, that's so cool.
I know. I like everyone's little cut.
And these are Sharesies.
Hi, we're going to go.
No, they're one of, these are one of a kind.
Sharesies.
We 3D printed them, I think.
I have too much crit roll merch.
Pull questions out one by one. Sam, you go first because you're already reaching.
Let's see. How did it feel to have the power of friendship save the day when handling Umadara, the Sentinel Beast?
Hell yeah.
It was sweet, sweet retribution. Because I was just joking, and it turned out to be the way.
That is very funny.
And it so suits my character, and I love it when that happens in this game that we play. You say something as a joke, and it becomes a real thing.
Yeah.
And it was so great. What a cool character that beast was. We got to meet him. It's another one of those classic Matt...
Well,
yeah. You're like, okay, I love it. That's all he has to do.
He was
gonna
gore and smear everybody, and then he, well, I mean, God. I don't know where I am. I must guard you with my life and get you to the entrance before the spells wear off and kill all of us all over.
I was so nervous that the whole town was just going to kill that thing or it was going to kill everyone else. 100%. I was so nervous.
I'd love to check in with that character again, too.
I wasn't sure
didn't
if we were going to see
us.
I mean, let's assume.
It did. It went into the Savalier Wood.
Yeah.
Or at least south.
It went through. Yeah.
I like to think that Umadara found, like, Caduceus. Or, and they're just feeling the vibe.
Or maybe Umadara sure. found our goats and ate them.
That's good.
I also want that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I want that.
Me, right?
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yep.
Bloop, blah, bloop.
How long have you been sitting on the Rex Syndrome Toy Authority reveal?
Yes.
You know, it changes. Things get added all the time, but it's been around for a minute. I know people were like, oh, I can't believe he made a character that recognizes the alpha structure and the wolf pack, but of course that little asshole does.
So perfect.
100%. But yeah, for a minute. There's, once I figured out exactly how old he was, again, I had to chart where he... If he ended up in Uthodurn and had the Savalier Wood and came up through Wild Mound and then down through the what's the pass called? Menagerie Coast up into Wild Mount?
Oh, there's the Amber Road, and then there's the Wuyun Gorge.
Wuyun Gorge, yes. That's what it was. And then Menagerie
Sorry, I
Coast.
Literally mapped
And then
in
the
my
little
brain.
Connecting thing that goes over into Tal'Dorei. So he's been all over the place. Except Isilra.
Neither have we.
You're gonna send all that information. It's very hard to get us to go to Vasselheim.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Travis, you're gonna send all that information to your lore keeper, right?
Totes.
Okay.
Amazing. Totes. It was very
it's
fun
on
building
the
a character tied to your backstory, and Matt's like, mm. Well, at some point we fucked on the
smart.
Beach.
100%.
Great.
It's very smart.
I love
come
that y'all basically
characters.
Had the backstory from Greece.
Oh Truly.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
Summer loving. Had me a blast. Okay, no,
then
we're gonna go take
that. Happened so fast.
Then she died.
By the
just
way,
just like in Greece.
Side note: the alpha structure of wolf packs is a lie.
Right.
Yeah. You know this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
I mean, Travis knows this.
Okay.
But it is 100% verifiable science to Chetney.
Incredible. That's why there's a king.
Yeah.
They're like bees; they can recognize
That's
authority.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna grab one. Woo-hoo. Oh, this is for Christian. I'm just going to read you a question. How is Frida handling the potential that they might be turning into a werewolf?
Yeah, man.
Is there an excitement to the idea, or is it too early for that?
Well, when it happened, Travis and I made eye contact, and it was like, this is one of the coolest fucking things.
Truly.
I think for Frida, the implication is a bit nerve-wracking. I think being around the group makes them feel a bit more comfortable. And watching Chet handle it and how his friends support him with it, I think that he would feel... supported and not so in the woods about it. But with the dream sequence and learning that I killed all of those people in the past, I think that
said
makes...
Said so casually.
Yeah.
So chill.
But I think it makes them a little bit more nervous about that prospect. But also, during the fight, I kept trying to see Chet inside the Beast, and I was able to here and there.
That's right.
And I think one of the coolest things for Frida is the idea of being that unadulterated and free.
Yeah.
Because I also saw that he was happy. Chet was happy and sort of in the moment in a way that maybe you can't be as who you are. So I think it's cool. I think the internet would explode if Frida becomes Robo-Wolf.
Maybe we need to be more...
Does the hair come out?
Yeah, like wooden, like metal spikes.
Ooh. Yeah, what does it look like?
Yeah, maybe we need to be more overt about this. It doesn't just need to be one bite. Like, we got to bite every long rest.
Yeah. Just keep trying.
Do it.
You'd be like one of the, like vampiric concubines with bites all over the arm. Just feeding all the time.
It was cool to have the clarification that it's a... like a curse instead of, or a disease instead.
It's a curse instead of a disease.
Yes.
But it's related to blood, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. But, Matt. I asked Matt, I remember sending him a text when I got home from that session. What does it mean?
What does it mean?
And I just got like, ha 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 ha.
Good job,
Matt. No follow up text, nothing.
Perfect.
And I was like, okay, that's how we play this. All right.
That's fair. That's super fair.
I think Frida's nervous and excited about it. So I'll pick one now.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Look how pretty your mug is.
Yeah, look at that really good drawing.
Man, draw attention to the sunglasses. Draw attention to the drawing.
You should draw little sunglasses on that. I'm going to add them later.
Okay. How has Frida and Deanna's friendship evolved over these sessions? Do they feel closer or do they feel like they're pulling apart? Man,
We were just talking about this. This is very good. I think there's something very interesting. I guess I'll kind of I'm not going to bury the lead. I think there's something very interesting about the way we left things off, because that was the first time that Frida had rejected physical affection from Deanna, and then she was real fucked up about it. Yeah. There's something very interesting that our characters came in with such effortless companionship, very I love you. I want good things for you. There's no weird static in the way of this. And then finding new relationships within Belle's Hells in this dynamic. It's interesting because it's not quite a strain, but it's a reevaluating of their relationship that I think is it's not settled and it's not oh, it was fine and easily assimilated. But
it's a bit painful, I think.
Yeah.
That's what the reality of it is, a bit painful. But I think that Frida had such a opinion on being brought back and the absence of pain and the absence of sadness when you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't think he ever really appreciated that what matters is the relationships you make now.
Yeah.
Here. And then this happened with FCG and the friendships we've made along the way and all of that.
Now, what happened with FCG? Be specific.
It's my boo thing. My serial killing boo thing.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah.
We're both metal. We're both murderers.
Yeah, there's usually, there's body count and then there's body count.
Hey, I'm learning.
So Zoot Suit Daddy.
No,
Zaddy. I'm getting there. I'm betting 500.
Zoot Suit Daddy.
Yep.
Zoot Suit Daddy.
Nope.
Do we do another round?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
I want to know more.
I love that the prompter has said, pull questions clockwise. Abria, take your hair off your mic.
Over and over, because I keep obliterating.
I know. It's either your hair or our beard touches the mic, and Wilmot dies.
Is that the first time?
Sorry, Wilmot.
Is that the first time you've got beard mic notes, Travis?
I think so. Or it's been a minute.
FCG, that's Fresh Cut Grass, chose to tell Frida, that's you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
What's Frida's full name?
Free.
This is your boo.
Free
roaming.
No.
Independent. Daring.
Oh.
Awesome.
That's so interesting that whatever we had going on.
Free ranging. Far ranging.
Uh-huh.
The D is.
Well, there's an I.
There's an I.
Defense.
Yeah, but before that, there's an I.
Uh-huh. I was just trying to...
I just want to be clear. I've always known what your name is.
Defense?
Nope.
Armiton?
Close. Very close.
It's not that close.
International defense? What is that? What is that? Gripping?
No, that's a crab.
Integrated?
Integrated? What are you integrated with?
Far-ranging integrated.
What are you integrated with?
This is fucked up because like our characters could have absolutely showed up banging, but no, you wanted that. Wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
I'm bad with names and faces. SCG chose to tell Frieda that the Changebringer said that they would be together a long time. How does he feel about her answer? How does he feel about her answer that the future is uncertain?
Ring girl's answer.
Yes.
She has a name.
Changey?
Jessica.
No, Samara.
Oh, Samara.
Samara.
Oh,
say her name, Danny.
You're the one who keeps bringing up
That's
the ring
what makes
girl.
Her show up.
Yeah,
wait, the ring girl has a name?
Yeah, Samara.
I've never seen it.
Unfortunate, Samara.
Don't do it, Abria. I would break records out of the
is
studio.
Is she Beetlejuice? Say it three times. Does she appear out of the vanity?
You don't know what the rules are. They were not explicit. She was on a VHS tape. It's been updated.
Boom, I'm out.
I think that FCG is scared about the Changebringer's lack of clarity in that sense. Just as Sam Riegel is scared about the future. I want Christian to be on the show forever, and I'm sad that maybe he won't be. But yeah, it's very scary to love something and then not know in this topsy-turvy world if you're ever going to see that person again, or if you might die in the line of duty, or if you might go crazy and kill them.
What if you kill your love?
And take the body? Their body parts and integrate them with myself.
Oh, God!
Oh, that would be so hot.
Where are the parts of your lover? Where are
the
their parts?
The idea of the eye and Frieda being like a called shot, like, and we're integrated, we'll be together forever.
That feels right. That feels poetic.
Matt Mercer, if you're watching.
No, Matt, turn it off. Go to bed.
I mean, FCG's always wanted legs. That's one way to get them.
No!
I'll tell you what, if FCG asked Frieda for their legs, I'd switch and give you the wheels for the legs.
Wow. Why?
That's what? Love.
Dude, if you
what
could, if y'all could switch it out, that would be awesome. If there was like if you could make an Aeromaton pit stop and just like.
like relationships where they share each other's clothes and stuff.
Sure.
Like wake up in the morning
I guess that's
and
a thing.
Like,
y'all went from zero to booed the fuck up. Does anyone else think this is toxic as
Do
hell?
Do couples share
just,
clothes?
If they're the right
Thank
size.
You.
Danny,
okay,
you know.
Look,
Danny, you know.
This is like the best part of being in a relationship with a woman.
Ugh.
We get to share shoes.
Uh-huh,
we steal each other's hoodies all the time.
Uh-huh, this happens.
We get to like trade belts. It's great. I love it. Highly recommend.
Whenever I accidentally put one of my sweaters in the dryer and it shrinks, Quien gets to wear it.
It's the opposite for me and Alyssa, though.
Yeah. Same.
I was going to say, I'm taller than my husband, so I steal his shit all the time, but it's like...
Yeah, there's no size similarity. I mean, just me turning over in the bed in the middle of the night is like a hazardous thing for her. she'll wake up and be like, get the bat on!
She should wear one of those things that skiers wear in case they're in an avalanche.
Oh, like
if they're smothered, it starts pinging.
I like that you said that, and all I could think of was the dogs that wear the barrels.
She should also wear one of those.
100%, yeah.
Travis, do you want a little top?
You know those movies where like a really tall pillar starts to fall and the main characters just run towards camera instead of running to the left or the right?
Literally
and I turn over and my arms go like this. It's like, where's it gonna fall?
Some like slow motion doves are in the background.
Oh, Laura.
Some John Woo doves.
Oh, Laura.
We're off topic. All right, here we go.
Hazard pay.
Hazard. Listen, you know, sleep with a mouthpiece. Okay.
Be slick.
That's what they say.
Oh, God.
Oh, we talked about this. What was it like to have Abria come in as Chetney's surprise ex, and how did you enjoy that dynamic? First of all, it was a solid number of minutes before I realized what the fuck was going on. You came in and you were like, do I hear him say this? I was like, why does she care? If she hears Chetney talking about them. And then you were being familiar, and I couldn't figure it out. And you even pointed at your name once, and I did not put it together.
What does that mean? Yeah.
It was one of the names that Matt mentioned, and the dawning realization was such a slow burn. But it induced the best panic Like, I had the best acid reflux. I don't know what this backstory is at all, and I'm pretty sure she does. So I can't do anything. I can't be like, it's good to see you. We're like, you bitch! I didn't know anything.
You looked so concerned that entire episode, and I've never been happier.
I just got to stand there and wait and have a neutral stance.
Yep.
Knowing it was going to go one way or the other.
Thanks, Kyle, for sitting me between both of my exes.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yay.
That was real good.
It was fun.
I sit across from you, and it's one of the best experiences. I mean, there's just so many times where I look up and catch your eye, and I can't hold it together. It's fucked.
We have no fun.
Yeah.
None. On the show. Absolutely zero,
such
zero
a
fun.
What you got over there?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, real.
I'll go. Who? Top one. I will ask you another question, Christian.
Oh.
Tell us.
Put it back and grab one for yourself.
Oh, yeah, do that. Throw it back in there.
No, we don't get the answer.
You don't get that
Never.
One. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, Dave's questions.
This is for Sam and Christian. Hey, are there any about me in here? I'm sorry.
Just killing a little left out. You looked at your questions earlier.
Just ask it. It's fine. We'll get to all of them eventually.
Sam and Christian, what was it like to be robots in love? How did the romance come about behind the scenes, and how was it to play? We kind of talked about it a little bit, but
well,
keep going.
Well, the romance blossomed organically. We didn't, there wasn't part of the plan. At least it wasn't, I didn't know it was part of the plan. Was it part of your plan coming in? You were like, I'm gonna romance Sam Riegel.
No.
No?
No. The one thing I wanted to do with Frida was challenge everyone's viewpoint on God. Right,
nice.
On the gods. I wanted to come in and offer the idea that it wouldn't be so bad if they were powered off.
Mm-hmm.
And Deanna and I had discussed the possibility of there being developing a romance as we were on
with each
this
other.
Arc. With yeah, because we spent so much time with each other.
Yeah,
and we had never
that didn't
I had
go,
never
it didn't go
thought
that
about
way,
it.
Did
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
but I think there's something really. You know, it happened fast, right? You were saying it happened
it
really fast.
It was funny. Like,
but we've been alive for
yeah.
hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And so I think that there's something organic about it happening now. When you've seen the world end, I've come back from the abyss, right? We've both done that.
We
and knowing that
questions.
It could happen
yeah.
at any moment again,
yeah,
it feels like,
both
well, this
tongues.
Might be worth living for, staying around for, right? So,
yeah it was cool. After our romance started to organically blossom on the show, I did text Christian afterwards, and I was like, is this a thing? We're doing this thing? And he was like, yeah, man. Yeah, let's go.
Orgasm.
Lean in. Lean in, yeah.
It was so cool. Who knew that that Fresh Cut Grass would have the first...
That's
the
my
first
favorite
kiss
part.
On the campaign.
Yeah.
You guys have been dancing around each other for
yeah.
episodes.
Well, because they have to maintain it for their hundreds of thousands
That's
of episodes.
Yeah.
We're in here.
Literal
and we
sparks fly.
Through the door.
yeah,
so
we screwed.
Fuck
it was
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Here, this one's got Abria's name on
it. Oh, thanks.
And I'm curious about the answer.
Abria, what was it like for you to come in as a PC and interact with Fern, a character that you had previously DM'd for, Exandria Limited.
Yeah. Oh, God. Very, very cool. I think that was one of the things I was actually most excited about was, again, not knowing what the table layout was going to be initially. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to actually get a chance to, like, play with these characters I helped, like, kind of bring up because we did, like, character kind of gen and work in advance of EXU with the idea that maybe they would be bringing them into campaign 3. So there was a lot of that like very weird excitement of like, oh my gosh, I've been watching because I am a critter. But the idea of like, well, now I get to meet your characters and we're on the same level. It's not this weird like God kind of coming in and like prompting you in a direction. I will say there is nothing cooler than banging a character that you helped bring into the world.
Oh, God.
The phrasing. Phrasing!
Yeah. No!
Be.
Bang a character that you helped bring into this world.
A fake fantasy character.
Yeah.
Yes.
But very fun. And I think the first time Ashley brought out Mister, I almost cried.
Because
I like the little guy so much. That was my favorite little NPC to do during EXU.
Is it Mercer's Mister sounds like crazy?
It's
yeah.
so good. Like, once
it's
again,
so
one of us looked up
what a monkey sounds like, and the other would just scream when prompted. Yeah. So it's very cool.
And if you're not looking at him when he does it, it can be a jar. Yes. He's like, ah! You're like, oh!
That's good times.
Is that us? One more? No, we're
it's time for
another. Actually, no, you do it. You've got such a velvety soft voice.
I'll do it like Travis.
Yeah.
It's time.
Is that my face?
Is that what you sound
like? It's time for another poll from the Tower of Inquiry.
You sounded like Oprah.
You gotta name somebody.
You're in slow motion. Yeah. You go.
No, I'm the host. You have to.
All right, I'll go.
Go, Sam.
Go, Sam. Poll.
Oh, wow.
One hand? What the
one
fuck
hand.
About one hand?
Sorry, you're right.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, that was easy.
23.
Because he used to
Michael Jordan.
Put it back on the top.
Oh, sorry.
Like, you've done this before.
We don't, Danny, we don't know these things.
Sir.
You can't be left alone.
What board game do you think your character would be most into? From Beastman.
Ooh.
From I thought it was a board game from Beastman. I thought there was a game.
Chutes and ladders, because there's lots of wood.
Is there?
Aren't ladders made of wood?
I guess
these
yeah.
ladders are. They're not aluminum.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like Scrabble for the same reason.
Yeah, pandemic because she's a life cleric.
Oh, hey.
That's a fun goof.
What a robot
Reach
games.
Through your extensive knowledge.
Of board games. Of
Have
board
you ever games. Played Ricochet Robots?
No.
No.
It's actually a game. It's, you have to figure out, like, a certain number of moves, knowing, like, the physics of the board to get, like, a robot from one place to another. Anyway, it was more just for the name pun. Get in the comments. Please validate me on this one. I named a cool thing, and no one here got it, and that's fine.
At least you know board game.
Yeah, maybe Operation, because he investigates his body to find thing. Or how about Till the Last Gasp, available now from Darian. Yeah.
Wow, what
it's a great two-player
role
playing.
Because robots are going to kill each other.
Yeah, sure.
Perfect.
Very nice.
I mean, I think Risk would be something that he would be into.
That's good.
I'm 100%. Also because I'm into it. My toxic trait as a D&D player is that every character is Batman.
How is that a toxic trait? That's a great quality.
Gets me in some trouble in my home campaigns, friend.
I love that.
Thank you, Beast Man. And remember, if you have a burning question for our tower, you can enter critical.com/tower.
It's off
to the third power. We are going to take a quick break, but don't go too far, because when we come back, we will be going head to head. Yes, in some Super Smash.
Whoa!
Is that a board game?
Yes.
Zippity doo dah, Zoot Daddies.
That's it for the podcast version of this episode of Foresighted Dive. In the video version, we wrap up each episode by playing some games, which don't always translate well to an audio-only format. Honestly, it's mostly yelling, truly. So be sure to check out the rest of the episode via the VOD for the full chaos. If you've enjoyed this deep dive into the campaign, be sure to drop us a rating and a review on whatever podcast platform you're using. Your thoughts may just encourage a new critter to take the plunge. Foresighted Dive airs the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/criticalrole and youtube.com/criticalrole, with the VOD available on YouTube the very next day. And of course, each episode releases right here on the Critical Role Podcast Network 1 week after the initial broadcast. We'll see you again next month. Bye-bye.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.